Gee, the Broncos have been good this year.
Oh, amazing. And, yeah, what a great game this is going to be. And Wayne Bennett, you've got to take your hat off to him. He's one of the greatest coaches ever. You know, people in Newcastle and, you know, myself included, were disappointed with the way that he coached up there. And
Why were you disappointed with the way he coached?
We just didn't get the results. And, you know, we probably didn't recruit the sort of players that we thought we would. And, yeah, you look at the team that's been left there since he's gone. We haven't recruited well.
When he said, I can't do any more for this team and do any more, mate, what do you think he was saying?
Yes, he failed. He basically put his hands up and said he's failed. And, you know, the big feedback from a lot of the players up there was just his coaching style, even from players that went into representative football, were surprised at how little he examined the opposition, how much he bought into slowing up the play, the ball, the wrestling, how much he basically failed to buy into the modernisation of the game. You know, the game's moved ahead, and Wayne was stuck in his ways in the sense that he wouldn't buy into the wrestling and all these tactics, which the great teams were good at. But that's
what he did good at the Dragons, where he had guys like Steve Price around him, and he brought blokes who, like, even at the Broncos now, why he's doing so well is because he's got Steve Kearney, who's a New Zealand coach. Obviously know that. He's got Kevvy Walters there. He's got Alan Langer. So, mate, you know, he's got them all around.
They didn't do any wrestling up there, Del. The boys said video sessions, he wouldn't look at what the game plan from the opposition was. You know, the first 2 years he's there, they hardly touched a football till, you know, January, late sort of.
Because he was big on defence.
He's big on, you know, fitness, getting fit and all that sort of stuff. And they just felt like it was a throwback. But, mate, he's gone to the Broncos. He's reinvented himself. And he's shown the power of Wayne Bennett. Blokes have wanted to follow him back there. He's been able to recruit players. He's got the football side that he wants. And, mate, he's back in business, and he's schooling these younger coaches at the moment in the NRL.
But wasn't the whole thing with Wayne Bennett, as I understand from the Sunday NRL show, is that did he not feel at some point that he couldn't take Newcastle any further elaborate on that a bit.
That's what I just said to him. He couldn't do any more for Newcastle. He said he couldn't take him any further, as you said.
Well, as a coach, you know, it's failure. You know,
isn't he suggesting that it was on them to?
How's it on them though? You're the coach.
You're so defensive. No,
you're
of
the coach,
Newcastle.
But you know, I'm not defensive.
Mate, well,
you
played for South. You're not
they
very defensive
at the moment.
Of South.
They stink.
But I reckon had a bit to do. I reckon the Alex thing took a lot out of him too.
Yeah, it did.
Like, he just, I don't know if he, I think he needed to go back home. I know the Dragons nearly signed him. And look, I love being part of the Dragons and stuff, but I was sort of hoping he needed to go home for Trish and the kids. And I reckon seeing what happened to Alex made him sort of think, I don't know if I really want to coach and that.
Yep.
And when he said he can't do any more, I think he needed to go home. And I think that's why he did the deal at the 11th hour. I think he was coming to the Dragons. He was just signed, sealed, and delivered. Dowsey, I think it was just about done. And then I think Lachlan Murdoch and him spoke, and boom, all of a sudden, he's gone back to Brisbane, and I was happy for him.